My name is Rudy Rucker, and I run the First Twins website, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit today. Let me see if I can make this a little higher. Okay, I can't. I run a little ISP in San Francisco called Monkey Brains, and I have, about 250 dial-up users, and that's what I do for a living and for getting free access basically for all my other side projects. It's a way for me to have a really fast connection and have unlimited co-location ability, and that's why I started an ISP. Today I'm going to talk a bit about pop culture and media hacking. A couple of years ago, I worked for a large corporation in San Francisco called Macromedia, and they always had like sites of the day that they were trying to rip off. They were trying to find those artists and then take their work and use it. So I always had this idea, like, oh, I would love to have a site of a day type thing. Wouldn't that be fun? Everyone could email it around, and they could sit in their cubicles, and everyone surf to the same website. I thought that'd be fun to be able to create a site that people would go to, and I could sort of present them something humorous that might make them look at how they think about the world, like something with a slightly different perspective. It's that my target audience for this site isn't necessarily the people who attend, say, this conference, the CCC conference. It's more people who are bored sitting in cubicles, which there might be some overlap there. But basically, I wanted to like tone down some of my sort of the way I think and make it very palatable to everybody. I wanted it to be a site of the day, not just something that was totally anarchist and no one would read except for a few people. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. So in the year 2000, there was an Enquirer photo, and there's an article that sparked this whole topic. There's a picture of Jenna Bush falling down drunk at a fraternity party, and this was our president's daughter. I'm from the U.S. in case you didn't know, and it was exciting to see this Bush's daughter falling down drunk and having a good time. She's a 19-year-old girl with a cigarette in hand and a beer bottle poised. Let me see if I have that picture real quick. There, it's right there. So this photo was actually mailed to me from my father. He cut it out of the National Enquirer and mailed it to me. And I took it and was like, wow, I could make a website out of this and it would be a lot of fun. And so that's basically how I got the idea for the site. That's Jenna right there on top, and that's just one of her friends. And you can see there's cigarettes there. They're still holding on to them, and there's the beer bottle, not getting tipped at all, even though they're falling. Okay. So, yeah, and then the site name was catchy. I'm like, okay, I want to make a site of the day. What's a good name for it? And I thought about it, and the firsttwins.com, there's the, you know, the first wife or the first lady and the first dog and all that stuff, and there'd never been any twins before, so I thought, oh, that'd be a good term to use. I hadn't heard it before. And
when did you register?
In 1999. Okay. And right around when it was apparent that Bush was gonna win the election. Then to make the first version of the site, I just surfed Google for, you know, Jenna Bush, Barbara Bush, and what they'd been up to. Barbara's the other twin, in case you don't know. And I got together a list of facts of about 10 or 20 facts, and it was just a black background with white text, kind of boring. And then I was reading up on what attracts people to websites, and you need like a pastel color background. So I sort of chose this peachy color, and I thought that'll make people want to come back to the site. It's inviting. So I was like, this project of mine was to sort of understand the process of making a pop site that would be a way for me to have a little bit of mind share in the American masses. And actually, in the German masses, too, there's a mention of the site in Der Spiegel. Let's see. And I knew this subject matter was good because there's at least 4, probably 8 years of good content coming with Bush being our president. Maybe just four, but it looks like eight. You know, he has a firm grasp of our country. This site's made me think a lot about media. There's print media, and there's the internet. Information. There's these different sources of information, and then within print media, there's large media and tabloids like the Chronicle or the New York Times. These media sources are both well funded, but they have different ways of approaching the people they interview. The tabloids are willing to pay people for information, whereas large media is reluctant to pay the people they interview. They feel like they're journalists, and that giving money for information would be would skew the stuff people would tell them. Which I don't really believe, because the tabloids have great information. In fact, I've more or less stopped reading mainstream media, and now I only read tabloids. These media sources are good if you want to start a sort of pop culture site, because they're well funded. They have ads. They go around, and they have reporters and photographers, and they collect a lot of information for you. And you can just go to their website and rip it all off and reprint it on your site. And as long as you're doing it as an art project, then there's no copyright infringement. You can do whatever you want. So if you just sort of have, if you're doing it for fun and not really trying to make money, then you know, you can just take data and copy it. You know, there's just a little. I just paraphrase other articles, and sometimes I just completely plagiarize, and I just provide information that fans want, like basically what the Twins have been up to. I've been working on this for about 2 years, so. There's me with a sign, Ich liebe Jenna und Barbara. You know, here's Jenna getting drunk in a bar in Hollywood, et cetera. So there's just all these sources of media out there, and you can just use them for whatever purpose you want, and then you can slightly tweak what you read and change a little bit so that you get your ideas across to people. Like I sort of imply that it's okay to drink if you're underage and things like that on the site. Like Jenna and Barbara are always right, and you know, don't just kind of like that. It's websites as media sources. Other websites are a great media source, and there aren't any other really on the first Twins. I was embarking on this sort of fresh virgin territory, and I was able to become the premier authority on the Twins. If you search Google for Jenna Bush, the first Twins is the first site to come up. I'm real proud of that. And suddenly I was a media source for large media, so it got turned around. Other newspapers were using stuff that I'd written, and I'd changed some of the facts a little bit, like, oh, Jenna was caught drinking margaritas. I had no idea what she was drinking at the Chewy's bar when she was arrested, but I just said margaritas, and then it was printed somewhere else. So there's just a small thing that I changed. And then, you know, I played around and changed some other things. Like, everyone was saying Jenna was the hotter of the two twins. So then I went to Hot or Not, and I picked two pictures where I made Barbara a little bit better looking, and her ratings were higher in Hot or Not. So I seeded have you guys ever done Hot or Not? Anyone ever checked out that site? It's real addictive. Like I'd never seen it, and someone emailed it to me, and you start clicking, you're like, oh, there's another person, and you try to, you're real nice, you give everyone good, you rate people on a scale of 1 to 10. Like I think Rotten.com has Rate My Turd, or something like that. So you can also rate turds if you prefer turds to people. And then there's like Rate My Cat or Am I Goth or Not or something like that. The other picture didn't come up. Jenna got a rating of 8.4, and then Barbara got one of 9.0. I have some flyers here at the end. You can get them with with that references that page. They're just another little side project. I'll put that flyer up real quick. I think that photo's on that one.
Nope.
Oh, well. Let me try one more. So, yeah, here are their two pictures superimposed that I used for the Hot or Not ratings on the some other political flyer that was handed out to do with other events. basically, there someone wrote in the guest book on the site, Jenna and Barbara Bush's Hot or Not ratings match the floors bombed in the World Trade Center. So I'm like, wow, that's like it's an interesting fact. So I made a flyer for September 11th and handed it out in San Francisco. Me and a couple of friends made 1,000 copies and walked around and handed them out to everyone walking around town, and we got some really ugly looks, to say the least. So I don't know. I've got some copies of the flyers here. I didn't hand out all 1,000. But basically, this was something that was sparked from the site itself. Someone else made that connection that the floors were the same, and I'm like, wow, I can make people think about how Bush is related to the World Trade Center bombing by making a flyer and handing it out. That's something a little bit less acceptable by the mainstream, so there's no link to that flyer on the webpage, on the website. I don't want to deter from my Middle America fan base. It's fun pretending like I'm a large corporate site that cares about the people that visit the site. It's fun. So this whole project, like all projects, should be based on fun and not anything else. Just have a good time. So yeah, the guest book was a source of information. Like people post if they'd seen the twins around town, and then people came back to the site, and it sort of became this self-feeding thing at some point, where people would post, and I don't know how many messages are up there now, but it just goes on and on. I haven't even read it for the last week or so. But it goes on. Then there's more pages. It just goes on and on. 8 pages of guest book stuff. It's kind of fun to read because you get a real idea of what people are thinking about in the U.S. or worldwide. People from other countries post. This is just sort of an aside here. It's entertaining to see that everyone writes kind of the same things. It's kind of when you sniff a lot of packets and you cull a lot of data and you have maybe a couple of gigabytes of other people's emails and information, and then you look through it and you realize, oh, it's all sort of the same. Everyone's talking about being at work, about like looking for someone to love, or about quitting their job or something like that, or going to the movies. And then everyone posting on the guest book, it's sort of similar to like, go girls, go ahead and drink, partying's fun, and stuff like that. And it's interesting to realize that everyone thinks in similar ways. It's one thing I learned from this project. Let's see. Yeah, sometimes people would send me emails about more information. So that's another media source that I use, mainly the large media and tabloids, and then information that people send me, spottings and whatnot. So. If you want to do some media hacking and you want to really get in there and be able to create a pop culture type site that people go to and they email each other and they check it out during their work breaks or whatever, you know, it's good to define your personality, who you are. When I write for my site here, I take this stance as a really avid fan. Like, oh, I love the twins and they're great and they can't do anything wrong. If you just read that site and then met me, you might not be able to make the connection that I made that site. It's fun to sort of pick a slightly different personality. Some people are easier at changing their personality than others. At a certain point there, I got a bunch of radio and print interviews. People would, I wonder if I have any of those on here. People would call me up from radio shows and be like, tell us about the first twins. Why are you making this site? And things like that. And it was fun to respond to them and just, you know, basically lie in their faces. And not completely lying, though, but just sort of being someone else. And it was fun to just to have 15 minutes of fame and have people actually interested in something that I'd done. I've made a bunch of other websites that are people don't look at. There's one site I made on how to like crimp an RJ45 jack, and that's got a lot of hits, but you know, it's not as interesting. So let me see real quick if there's an interview on. Well, let me scroll down. Let me just check real quick and see if I have the MPEG on here. Okay, no. Anyways, so here's another part of the site that I just bumped into. There's a certain point when the old, like, large media decided to stop reporting as much on the first twins. They, the parents had asked for a sort of a media blackout on what their daughters were doing. Yet they're, you know, they're celebrities. They're our president's daughters. You can't ignore them. Everyone picked on Chelsea and Amy Carter and all the other one, the Nixon kids. So why can't we pick on the twins a little bit, or and sort of surveil them, stalk a little bit, and see what they're up to? Oh, the Secret Service did come by and to try to pay me a visit when I started up this site. Thanks to and thanks for Bernie for making it easier for everyone else in the world to not get roughed up immediately by the Secret Service. if you guys know Bernie S., he's got a good story. It's enlightening. Let's see. Large media has this problem of should we report on this? Is this okay? Will our sponsors care? Will we lose advertising? But tabloids generally don't seem to care about that. They'll report on anything, and they usually have better photos. If people are interested in it, it's free information. Go ahead and publish it. Why are these large media sources scared to publish information? It all comes down to funding. They're worried about losing their funding, and it's also why the web more and more is becoming a more viable source for information, because there's nothing blocking people from making websites like this, giving you all the information you ever wanted on the first twins or whatever, whether it's how to do a man in the middle attack or find out what our president's daughters ate for breakfast. You know, you can find out on the web, and I don't know. I like that. That part of the internet. So let's see. So starting rumors is always fun. When you're you start little rumors and you see what people are interested in. And what gets repeated and what doesn't. Another thing I did was that Jenna Bush got her appendix out, or she had an abortion, we're not really sure. But the media reported that there is an appendix out, and I made a page on appendectomies and getting your appendix removed. And this is also, like, if you search for appendix on Google, it comes up as one of the top hits. And that's just another way to sneakily drive traffic to your website. If you research something and you make a page about it and link to it, you will get more traffic to your website if you're interested in that. So I tried all these different tactics while running this site. Like I sell T-shirts and lunchboxes and mugs from Cafe Press. I just mark it up like 50 cents or something, or a dollar. But it makes it look like a real site to be selling something. But I don't really produce that media myself. Oh, there's an appendix when it comes out. it's fun to have a little bit of gore on your site. And another thing I did to try to drive some traffic to my site was reprint a Hustler. They have a picture of – I made it a flash animation. I can't do that on my FreeBSD. Bummer. But anyways, there's a picture of Jenna Bush – Bush's face superimposed on a stripper, and Larry Flynt had a $10 million offer for Jenna Bush to pose nude Hustler style for Hustler magazine, and then FARC linked to that, and then I got a lot of traffic from that as one of the FARC top 20 booby pages or whatever. And that's something else interesting from running a site is when you look at your access logs at the refer field, you can find out other sites that are like yours by searching through there, obviously, who has linked to you. And I got tired of surfing the net a couple years ago, but now I just surf all the people that link to my site, and then I find other good sites, what I consider good sites, gossip sites, you know, people that are watching other celebrities or, you know, stuff like that. It's a good way to, I don't know. Here's the inauguration ball photos. This was right after the election. Oh, I guess I reserved the site in the year 2000 and not 1999. I forgot when the election was. So I got all these photos. This is Jenna right before her dress popped down and exposed her boob. Let's see. Here they are at another inauguration ball. Here's the Republican convention. Here's Jenna and Barbara walking down the runway. Here's Jenna and Barbara at another Republican National Convention photo. Let's see. Some people got upset by that. There's this site, the Freepers, which are Republicans, and they started to post really nasty things on their message board about how this was infringing on the twins' rights. And let me see if I can find that photo that really pissed them off. Blah, 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 blah. There it is. It said Jenna. They didn't publish the middle shot where her boo was exposed at the inauguration ball, but I put those there, and you can see the dad looking down at his daughter. Kind of sick, but you know, some people like that. So basically, I just had a lot of fun with this site, and you know, I did things. I'd never used the slash code before. Let me see if I can find a. Surfing's so boring. I'm sorry. Oh, here we go. So, like, they have a cousin, Noella Bush, who got busted for having some Xanax, and then she had some crack cocaine in her shoe. That's Jeb's daughter, who lives in Florida. Jeb's the guy who helped Bush win the presidential election in the U.S. He got him a couple more votes. Yes, it's his brother. His other brother Neil, he's a good guy too. You know, loan scandals and stuff like that. I'm being facetious. So I learned how to install a slash code, and I used their the polling stuff they have, and I learned a bunch of stuff from the site. How to link to Cafe Press, how to put in other people's polling software. I found slash code a little too complicated for this site. I didn't want people to have too much say. I wanted to have more of an iron fist of control over it. So I let them vote, but they don't write in the guest book, but they can't post other material. Are there any questions? I've got some more to talk about, but maybe I'll take a little questions break right here. There's a microphone floating around. This guy is going to give it to you.
How much traffic do you got?
I get about 1,500 uniques a day. On their 21st birthday, I got 15,000 unique visitors.
How much data is it?
I don't know. On average, people look at 2.2 pages, and this first page has like 50 images, so I don't know, a couple gigs. I run an ISP, so I don't really care about how much data it is. I care about the uniques. That's the. I don't really care about hits or files viewed. I'm more concerned with how many actual unique people look at the site. That's what's interesting to me.
What information in your site has been picked up by more major or mainstream media outlets and reported as more factual news than it may have been?
Well, the hot or not ratings. I sort of slanted the voting by putting in a hotter picture of Barbara. And so some people picked up on that, and I was like, well, maybe Barbara's not the ugly duckling afterwards. The little Margarita twist, like that little lie. And I allude to the fact that they may have been the product of fertility drugs, because George and Laura Bush were having a hard time having kids. They'd been trying for about 3 years, and they're thinking of adopting, but then suddenly they have twins. So that, you know, logically they may have taken fertility drugs. And so I put that on the site, and that got picked up by some media source. I don't know. Complete rumor. Oh, and
thank you.
There's a mention about the her appendix coming out as possibly being an abortion, but that was, several people came up with that theory at once as sort of a universal idea. I'd have to look over the site. I've been working on it for about 2 years, and I've been taking like 3 months off from it. Let's see. Oh yeah, the Secret Service came by, but I wasn't home. I actually, my address is a couple of doors down from where I usually am. I register everything under another address, and I have my driver's license under a slightly different address too. The FBI found me, but the Secret Service didn't. They left a card with a neighbor saying, please call us. And it's kind of an interesting business card with their little logo stamped on it. I have that on my wall.
You have it on the site?
No, but I could scan it and put it up for you. Yeah.
Okay, so one question from my point. I find this a little bit boring. So for a European, it's not fascinating taking the pictures from this girl. So what is the privacy of their life? So so what is the difference here between Europe and the U.S.? So I think in Europe, this would be very boring. You have the Rainbow Press, you have all these kings and so on. But so the question is, what is the privacy of these girls? What is so fascinating for you making this stuff?
It's fun to run like a tabloid-esque site, and right now I'm a little tired, maybe not energetic enough, but it's like a real blast to have a slight mind share in the media, and that's what I'm trying to articulate, that you can create a site, you can pick any topic you want, and you can have this tiny little fraction of the media spotlight and a piece of the internet that people are reading that aren't your peers, and you can manipulate it in small ways and retain their interest. And I'm wondering what I should do for the next presidential election with this site. There's not a lot of traffic coming to my site, but I've learned a lot about how to manipulate other people's information to create, to regurgitate information that people want to view again, and sort of to create a central portal on a subject matter. It can be anything you want. I happen to choose these twins, and it's good to, if you want to do this, to pick a topic that someone hasn't already done. A lot of people try to create another, the best MP3s or whatever. There's always people rehash things over and over again. And if you ever decide to embark upon trying to hack the media a little bit, you should pick a unique topic. Let's see.
Can I comment on that? So you're saying we can have a share, you know, on the huge internet and stuff, but obviously at the price of, you know, any real content. So this is, you know, complete crap, and
yeah,
you obviously enjoy doing it.
Yeah, you'll enjoy reading it. It's fun. Like I put a, I try to make it humorous when I write it. It's something that if you're working and you no longer have anything to do and you're sitting in your cubicle and you go to this site, you will become excited and your life will no longer be boring.
No, really, no criticism from this point. I'm just saying, maybe, you know, it's really a very slight hack only.
Yes.
And it only works because people don't notice.
Yes. Maybe, perhaps, I don't...
You know, There's a few things in the gore you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
It wouldn't be on a real, you know, twin site.
Right. So you're saying a better hack would be for me to maybe fly down to Austin, Texas and get you pictures of Jenna?
I've no suggestions otherwise, you know. But
why did I do it? Just for fun. For
why didn't you do it?
I may go down to Texas, but I'm not in any hurry to go down there. I despise that state. let's see. Here are the pictures of people protesting in Berlin. I thought he looked like Eddie Vedder, so I put him on the site. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just, you could say it's inane and stupid, but it gets some people really upset to read this, and it makes some people very happy, and it's fun to do it. what else? Interacting with the briefly with the authorities on the phone was something else, something entertaining. Let's see,
Okay. Have you ever tried making up a really crazy story, like something huge, some conspiracy or whatever? I don't know. I'm getting
ready for that. The next presidential election in 2004 is going to be the debut. I'm still building my fan base. I don't have, you know, I've only had 1 million people look at the site. That's not nearly enough. Let's see. I'm trying to think if there's anything else highly applicable to this conference. There's like something else. Here's a theory I started about the breakdown of the traffic based on visitors and what country they came from. It's a pretty simple hack, but it's something that was interesting. So who was interested in the site before September 11th? And I was trying to create like a media stir with this, but it didn't really prompt anything. People didn't understand these statistics, but right before September 11th, there was like a more traffic from Saudi Arabia. So, in my conclusion, Saudi Arabia is more responsible for the bombing of the World Trade Center than Afghanistan. Afghanistan doesn't even show up in my weblogs. I don't think they have computers there. But Saudi Arabia, you know, there's a big spike. In August or June, July. Excuse me? I don't think the AOL people pop up as American when they're in four countries. They do?
Sure. Even if in Germany.
Yeah, AOL.com. Yeah, you're right. Deutschland.
Yes, between, you know, before the 11th of September and after, do you notice a specific change in your visitor and a specific change of people who are emailing maybe to insult you or to take a position against your website or for your website? And I think maybe for European it's not something like real interesting, but can give a good picture of social environment in U.S. in my opinion.
After September 11th, the media stopped reporting on our president's daughters. The large media sources they focused on the bombing, and there's a lot less negative publicity about Bush or his family, and sort of the large media was supporting the president by providing less scandalous material and focusing more on supporting him. And basically, President Bush had manipulated the media in such a way that they supported him, and his ratings went up. And now everyone likes him in the U.S. Not everyone, but a lot of people. He's got a good rating at the on my site. It's I haven't really had many people say you're doing something awful, except for this Republican, large Republican site in the U.S. that said that they should go out and get me after like September 11th. They became interested in the site again, and they became upset that I may be providing the terrorist information on where the president's daughters hang out, and it's kind of absurd, but.
According to PR Watch, which is a really good non-profit association watching PR on media, it's become really difficult after 11 September for alternative people to work anymore, And do you feel this kind of pressure? Is some ISP in US trying to not allow people to reach your website? For example, like we have example like with Michael Moore, which is a filmmaker like Bowling for Columbine, and this film was forbidden in several places in U.S. And are you feeling the same kind of treatment?
No, I haven't noticed any blocks like that. And I actually run a small ISP, and none of my users have complained about being blocked from other sites. Other than that Columbine one, I haven't really heard of too many sites being blocked. I haven't had any run-ins with that. If I was blocked, it might help my notoriety. But sometimes. I toned it down slightly because I don't want to be completely blocked. Maybe if I put up a bunch of conspiracy theories on the site, it's more likely that people would just lose interest in the site rather than leaving altogether. So, yeah. Maybe I'll talk about something else real quick that you guys may be interested in. Other than this site, another project I've been working on. It's I talked about it at H2K2, and it's a sort of a more technical project. It was the BadTrans virus worm. Did you guys hear about BadTrans? Anyone? It was a worm that had 20 email addresses hard-coded into it where it would install a keylog sniffer onto people's computers and then replicate and send a copy of itself to everyone's email friends in their address books, and then it would propagate that way. And that people would delete it, but the keylogger was still on there, and it would send information to one of 20 email addresses. And one of those email addresses happened to be hosted on my ISP. And so all this information was coming in, and I noticed that my mail server had slowed down, so I began storing all this data to see what it was, to analyze it. And before I knew it, I had a few gigs of other people's emails and other things, keylog data, like Word documents, things that were never sent over the internet, or intended, rather, to be sent over the internet. And I had this database of information, and I created a sort of a web front end where you could search to see if your email address was in there. And there's also a version where you can search to read other people's content, but I wasn't allowed to put that publicly available due to legal reasons. I'm not sure. There may be a loophole where I can put that information online for people to sort, because it's a as an ISP, it's my legal right to collect information that is sent to me as a matter of my regular maintenance. Basically, it's just a huge mail spool file. That was about a year ago, and the FBI contacted me about that, and they wanted a copy of all my data. And I told them that they couldn't have a copy unless they got a court order for the data I wanted. I wasn't familiar enough with the privacy laws to know if it was okay to hand over everyone's keylog data. I didn't feel right about it. So that created a little bit of a media stir. Also, people on the register reported on it. And that was a lot of fun, like looking for a keyword and seeing how many people wrote an email message with that data in there. I didn't. I stripped off the people's identities, so it was just sort of abstract content, and I didn't feel I was breaking. I was doing more research than looking into people's private lives on a one-on-one basis. And that after a while, the FBI did in fact come by my house in their SUV with four people dressed up in black suits and black shoes, and they had a little piece of paper that I'm not supposed to tell anyone that I ever got, and we went for a little drive. And they burned a copy of some data from one of my servers, and that was a very interesting experience, chatting with the government agents about their views on privacy. They insisted that they weren't going to read any of it, but I failed to believe that. I don't know, the laws are changing rapidly in the U.S., and there's fewer and fewer rights for ISPs to protect the privacy of their customers. They're looks like they're going to be disappearing, and it's sad. And I don't know. I do my best by throwing away log files, but I don't know. That's about it. I don't have too much else to say. So check out thefirsttwins.com, and then if you go to badtrans.monkeybrains.net, you'll see all the information about that other project. All right.